Well, if you are looking for good quality children clothes for your kids, look no further. Go on over to the Three Cupcake Gang online clothing boutique at www.3cupcakegang.com for the hottest and trending fashions. Remember, that's www.3cupcakegang.com. And also sign up to be on their email list. Now let's get to shopping. What up, man? It's your boy Johnny Mac coming at y'all once again with that Hurt Feelings Report. Today is Friday, February 18th. 2022, man. Wow. Time now is 5:28 a.m. Your boy's in a beautiful city of New Orleans. It's about 54 degrees out. Pretty chill night. I mean, weather's perfect for me. Shit, let's jump right into it, man. Ah, crap. All right, bro. All right. In life, it takes money to make money, right? And believe me, when you start your own business, it's going to be a lot of people taking money, right? Believe me, man, when I'm hungry for something, I'm hungry. If you've been on a podcast, you know I'm going to put my mind to it, my determination to it. I'm going to pray on it, and I'm going to move in a direction that the higher being takes me in, right? Whew, okay, so we're going to start from the beginning, right? So, I never forget the day I dropped out of college, man. I wasn't ready for college, right? I wasn't ready right out of high school. I went to Xavier University, right? Yeah, I went to Xavier. So, I ended up at Xavier. And my focus just wasn't there, man. I wanted to do something else, right? So, I wanted to drive trucks. So, I'm like 17, 18 at the time. I was probably late. September. So I'm probably like 17 when I entered college, right? So I wanted to drive trucks, but you couldn't. You had to be 21. So I'm like, man, what am I gonna do? So long story short, I ended up going to the military, to the reserves, and came back and working, right? So believe me, the trucking thing been on my mind since 1995, right? Been in the back of my mind. So finally, right, I'm on my job. I've been on my job, my current job, 14 years now. January made 14 years. So on my 13th year, I was like, man, look, I gotta start planning my exit strategy. So when I get ready to retire, or if I leave early, when I walk away, I'm gonna have something to keep me going, to sustain me, right? So, and this is a true story. It's about betting on yourself, right? About betting on yourself. So I'm like, man, started looking for CDL schools. Found one in New Orleans. Called them. They're like, yeah, the course is like 33. I think it was like 33. Hold on, I'll give you. I'm gonna give y'all accurate numbers because I got a folder document in this journey, right? So that was like one of the first things I done. So the exact cost was $3,300, right? And I paid this $3,300 August 18, 2021, right? Found. Paid $3,300. I paid it. I went, paid it, right? So I bet $3,300 on myself to start with. So bam, get the $3,300, paid it. Bam, now. So, and that's August. We had a hurricane, and I started right after the hurricane, right? Finally finished, like, January, I got my CDLs on January 25th, 2022, right? So So got my CDLs. In December, I filed for my LLC, got my LLC, my EIN number, did all that stuff, right? So got my business, you know, ready to start, you know, to start the business. Bam. So now, so if I'm in a trucking business, I need a truck. So I started searching for trucks, right? And right now, it's kind of like a trucking shortage for used trucks, right? So, believe me. So, starting a business, the EIN, we'll have to do another podcast on that, on how you get your LLC and all that shit. But for my LLC, paid all that cash, everything, paying it all myself, right? Just me. So got that done. So CDLs, starting a business, needing a truck. Finally found the truck, right? Believe me, 2013 Volvo VN VNL. Nice truck. Like I said, this is a starter truck for me. Like, got a 650,000 miles on it. 2013, guy said he done a little work to it. Looked at it, you know, still need more work done to it, you know, to for me, right? You know, I need everything to be, I'm tedious when it comes to stuff. Like, I'm gonna go through it, do all I can, and if I have to bring it to a shop, I have to bring it to the shop. So bam, I call for my like, to get your own authority and all this other stuff, some numbers involved in that. But I call for my insurance, right? So the insurance is like fucking ridiculous. It's like $2,000 a month, right? $2,000 a month. You know what I'm saying? $2,000 a month. So I don't need my own authority now, because I wanna get my feet wet, working for another company, doing some other stuff, right? So I don't need, you know, my authority just yet. But that's coming. If I had to put a number on it, it would be, if I have to put a number on it, I would say my own authority, it would happen probably, I'm shooting for 2023. What I want to do, I want to lease on with a company and run under them, you know, get my feet wet. Like I said, you know, I have my own truck now, so I have a truck and trailer, to tell you the truth. I got it, like I said, I got a massive deal on this truck and trailer. Truck and trailer, right? So, you know, it need a little work, but, you know, I'm willing to get my hands dirty, have to pay, you know. So I called to get like a quote to move the truck from one where it's parked at now to where I'm gonna, you know, the final parking spot, and to, you know, get it from the shop, you know, to the parking area to the shop. So just for insurance for that, right? Y'all ready for this? The lady told me it was, let's see, the down payment is gonna be $846.03 and it's $459.92 a month, right? Just for that basic liability insurance on the truck. Like, goddamn. But hey, it's neither here nor there, right? You know, like, you gotta have this shit to do what you gotta do. So that's coming. You know, like I say, man, it take money to make money. I've been a firm believer in that my whole entire life. You know, setting up everything, man, you know, like the LLC, the EIN, completing the truck driving training, getting my CDLs. Then, oh man. So February 7th, the federal government put in place new regulations on getting CDL license and endorsements. So good thing is I got my tanker endorsement before that, but I had to get my hazmat endorsement, right? So I passed the hazmat test. They say, hey, you need your fingerprints. No problem. I went, had to pay again to get fingerprints because I got my TWIC card. So got my fingerprints done. I couldn't get an appointment to, I got my appointment for February 16th. So that was just 2 days ago. Bam, I go. I'm like, look, I came, I passed my hazmat test. They told me I needed my fingerprints. I had my prints, they should be on file. Oh, well, you missed the deadline for all that. Now you have to go take a test to, you know, certify you in hazmat. And then you come back and you should be able to do everything. And the thing is, like, the federal government and the DMVs are not training these people to tell them exactly what need to be done. So the lady just handed me a paper, said, hey, you can scan this and it'll tell you more. So, bam, I found the course. It was $195, passed the course, and they got a certificate. So now they're going to shoot it up in the cloud. In the cloud, the state has access to the cloud, and they should be able to say, hey, he did complete the hazmat course. Now let's give him his hazmat endorsement. Man, I'm telling you, it's wild, but hey, it is what it is. Because I wanted to get my passenger endorsement, you know, for some other plans that I had that I could have worked on. But I'm going to have to put that off because now I got to focus on getting this truck up and running to try to recoup some of the funds that I'm putting out. But that's the story of my life, man. And a lot of people asking, Jay, what do you plan on leaving law enforcement to do trucking permanently? The answer is I really don't know, man. Like, whatever, if the trucking thing, I'm just gonna start out like part-time doing this, right? Just get my feet wet. And if I like it enough and I can see that I can make if I can make a decent wage doing it, maybe I will give up law enforcement. Maybe. Not if I can do both, because, you know, technically you can only drive for, I think, like 9 hours a day or something like that, whatever it is. You know, and I'm pushing myself. I'll be pushing myself really to the limits. But the thing is with that is pushing myself to the limit means that you know, I have to cut out my details, which are like working extra, you know, details. So I have to cut that out, which I'm cool with. And if I do everything right, I'll be off on Saturday and Sunday. If I do everything right, right? But I don't know. You know, like, life is full of unknowns. I know one thing. I know everything that I set out to do, I done. And, you know, I'm just figuring it out as I go. There's no blueprint to it. So, and I'm going to say this, right? How I live my life, I want to, when my kids come to me and say, hey, Dad, I have an ideal. I need you to invest in me. No problem. What's the ideal? Okay, sound good. Here's the investment that you need. Once you make it, just put the investment back into the family. That's all I ask, right? It's a simple concept, but a lot of times we have been trained to just get by, right? We can't invest in our kids. We can't invest in our family, our friends. We just don't have the funds or the knowledge or the know-how. So me, I put up a GoFundMe, right? I was requesting $15,000 to buy a truck to start this journey. But long story short, I got $125, right? And my youngest daughter, mom, donated, my mom and myself, right? So, actually, two people invested in me financially. You know, my wife, I done put her through so much with this shit. She probably like, boy, you are fucking crazy. You know what I'm saying? Or whatever, you know. So, it's like, in my mind, if I would have got the 15K, I would have brought a lot more people on with what I'm doing. Give them the knowledge. Give them everything for free. But how I sit up, how I play everything in my mind, if you don't invest in me, I'm not obligated to invest in you, right? So, Jay, how did you come up with that mindset? easy. We would go every month and pay Spotify or whatever a fee for a service, right? And they give us music, right? Now just imagine if you was to invest in a person that says, hey, I'm going to get the knowledge out for free. So your son or daughter have a question about this, they can call this person, and this person's not going to charge them a fee. This person is going to do it out the kindness of his heart because the people helped him, right? That's the type of people you want around you. But now, I don't have that obligation. I don't have that, like, if somebody called my phone and it's somebody that didn't invest in me, I'm not answering the phone. I'm not obligated to answer the phone, right? And that's how I live my life. That's how I set things up. That's why I do a lot of things. I see who's going to invest in me. Like, I done told y'all, I done told people about real estate, right? Just throw this out there. How many houses do you think I own right now? Four. I have four properties. Cars. When I told you about flipping cars, getting on an auction, buying a car, putting a fender, bumper, airbags, whatever need to be done to get the car back up and running condition again. I told y'all that for free. How many cars you think I own right now? How many cars you think I have? I have seven cars, right? I have four houses, seven cars. Now I'm telling y'all about business, trucking business, right? And hear me out and listen good, right? Listen good. I paid for my class in August. I completed my class like January. I got my CDLs January 25th, right? January 25th. Hear me out. January 25th, I got my CDLs. January. Fast forward. February. February 16th, I went and purchased a truck and a trailer. Right? If that ain't results to invest in a person, I don't know what is. But a lot of people miss the mark. I'm cool with that. Like, I'm honestly cool with it. You know what I'm saying? So cool with it. You missed the mark. The GoFundMe was up. I know people seen it. You know, man, you just could have threw a dollar there. Whenever you call my phone, I would have answered. But now I know my circle. That's why I do post to know my circle is small. I may have however many people on my friend list or whatever, but my circle is so small. You know what I'm saying? And it's proved, and it just proved to me how small they need to be. Because I know people see the GoFundMe, bro. I know people seen it. You know what I'm saying? I know people seen it. Because what I wanted to do, I wanted the people to say, well, you know what, man? Let me read this. Okay, cool. He don't want to go to the bank to get the money. And I also mentioned in there that I would, from if you would have donated, like I said, I would have brought one person a year. I would have made sure I got one person a year trained. I would have paid for the schooling or whatever they need it. Right? I would have done that, man. I would have done it. But now I'm not obligated to do it because I've done everything on my own. Right? So now I can just document everything that I've done on my own. And I understand why people charge for information now. I understand because, you know, if they grinding by themselves, nobody's there in the corner to help them to a financial donation or anything, it puts you in a whole nother level. Like, my wife, she would tell you, she would be like, man, I see this dude, his grind, his determination. Once he locked in on something, he locked in on it. Like I say, man, yesterday, when I went to the DMV and they said, hey, you had to take this course and whatever, whatever. I'm telling you, my mind was locked in on it. You know, I couldn't focus on nothing else. How can I get this hazmat endorsement, right? I passed the test. I done the fingerprints. I done everything you told me to do. But now you're telling me that I got to do this, right? No problem. I paid the $195. Once I finished the course, I felt much better. But I know once I get to the DMV, like I said, it's no communication. These people are just there. They're just their job. They're the DMV workers. They're there to, I don't know. Because they don't have the answers that the federal government don't put in place. They don't have the answers to it, right? They don't. So, you know, hopefully it worked out, man. Hopefully I get the H endorsement, then I'll be done and I can move on to what I'm doing. But It's been a journey. And that's why I haven't done a podcast in a bit. You know, I've been focused, man. I've been locked in on other things, man. And you know, like with work, kind of new position at work, so that requires more time and stuff. So I just haven't had time for the podcast, man. I'm sorry, but you know, here it is now. That's the process. But just, you know, just remember, it's like I did one of the little TikTok things where the guy basically said, you know, nobody's gonna like help you or whatever. You know, you're gonna have to prove yourself. And even sometimes when you prove yourself, they still gonna doubt you. You know what I'm saying? And once you conquer so much, it puts you in another level of life. It sets you apart from a lot of people. Like I said, a lot of phone calls I just can't accept right now because we are going in different directions. You know what I'm saying? If you don't have nothing to add to the direction that I'm going, I can't fuck with you, right? And it's just that simple. I'm not sorry. You know, I'm not sorry. I'm not. You know, fuck it. We going in different directions. If you can't add no wind to my sail, just stay the fuck away from me, you know? And that's just how I feel. And it is what it is, man. Like I say, bro, if a motherfucker would have just, like, hit a dollar, like a dollar, you see it, donate a dollar. A dollar. $1. Like, dude, that would have just showed me, all right, bro, you really, like, fuck with me. Like, you know what I'm saying? Because I seen, you know, like, when you post something, you see who like it. You see the people that viewed it. Right? Motherfucker could have donated, like, a quarter. All right, bro. You know I fuck with you. You call my phone, you need anything. You gave me a quarter, I give you $100. That's the type of motherfucker that I am. Like my boy at Truck Bro right now. And I'm like, fuck it. If worse come to worse, this is one of my good friends. Worse come to worse, thought you can have this truck here. Fuck it, work that bitch, whatever, pay me. That's just how I am, man. I don't care, bro. If you fuck with me, I fuck with you. You know what I'm saying? And then the trip part about it, let me tell you, I got a man, so my boy, he used to cut my grass. Now, man, he, you know, like, my inspiration. So, he came to the house. He said, bro, I seen the GoFundMe. He had, like, about $80 to $100 in his hand. He was like, bro, here you go. I'm like, man, fuck no, dog. I mean, you my boy. You know, like, you my boy. You know what I'm saying? Like, man, thank you. And that was mad love right there. You know what I'm saying? He came with the cash. I'm like, damn. Like I said, man, I know people seen it. But the thing is, I got it done. So when you see me walking around with my head held high, and it look like, you may say, damn, he arrogant. You may say he an asshole. You may say he this. You may say he that. But you got to realize that dude done grind. That dude done focus. That dude done made phone calls. That dude done got on the phone with the banks, making shit happen. Banks tell him no. Like my credit union, I've been with these bitches since 1994. I've been with Greater New Orleans Federal Credit Union since 1994, man. Called these people for a loan. They were like, man, your debt ratio or some shit is off. I'm like, man, you know, fuck. I can tell you, y'all see how much money I have coming through this bank because my direct deposit go there, my military pay go there, everything go there. Y'all see how much money I have coming through this motherfucker. You see how much money I got sitting in there, right, at the time. Because I ain't gonna lie, I depleted all my savings. Sold stocks, sold everything to make this part of the business happen. You know what I'm saying? But it's all gonna come back again, man. Like, I'm telling you, it's just a process. Like me, man, my head always gonna be held high, man. Like, I have a fate, man. Like, everything I ask how you being for, every fucking thing I ask how you being for, I got it, man. I got it. You know what I'm saying? I did it. You know what I'm saying? I did it. No, look, like I said, only reason I did the post to see who really fuck with me. And that would have set my tone on how I operate. You know what I'm saying? Like, say, bro, I'm telling you, it's and I'm not going to sit here and just tell you this shit. That, and it, a little bit of it was, though. inside my mind, I said, let me post it to see. And this is to let me know how I gotta move. You know what I'm saying? Just imagine one dude said, look, if y'all help me get on, I'ma help everybody else get on. But now my circle is small, and I just gotta help a small amount of people do whatever they're gonna do. If they wanna be in trucking, whatever the fuck they wanna do. Hey Jay, look, man, like, I wanna be a fucking a landscaper. I wanna sell fucking toy planes or shit. Yeah, you know, all right, bro. You hook me up. Here you go. Whatever you need when I make it, bro. That's all the post was about. So now y'all just set the tone, man. Just remember. Hey. And some people probably say, man, I know he gonna do it. Thank y'all for having that much faith in me, but shit ain't easy. The shit costs. So if you say, hey, Jay, how much this or that? I got, when I give you the price out of you, you want it or you don't. Just that simple. You know what I'm saying? I mean, y'all set the tone, not me. But, you know, it is what it is, man. Your boy, look, y'all gonna see, man. J&K McGee Time 3 Trucking. Y'all gonna see. When it's all said and done, and I'm not gonna lie, man. Like I said, it's money coming out of my pocket. It's money. It's money. And I'm paying. I'm not, you know, I'm paying. Bop, 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 bop. Paying. Hey, I need this. I need that. I need this. I need that. Like the $800 for the insurance. I'm going to have to get the insurance because I got to get. So for the insurance, I got to go get my plates and everything. And just imagine how much they're going to charge me to get my plates. I don't even want to think about that. But, hey, man, it's all good, man. It's a journey, man. It's life, man. Look. You live and you learn. You only get one shot. You only get one shot. If you get two, man, you're lucky. But you only just get one shot, right? Believe me, I'm taking the ball. I'm hitting and throwing the threes all day. Y'all be good, man. Y'all be blessed. Remember, man, love your neighbors the best you can. Man, just like the podcast, man. Make the numbers go up. Share it. Whatever. And I don't know how the Facebook algorithm work. Because, you know, like, I can hit the link, but some way Facebook don't recognize it and it don't get all the views and shares that it should. But it is what it is, man. Y'all be good. Y'all be blessed, man. Thanks for listening to the Johnny Mac Hurt Feelings Report. I love y'all, man. Be good. Be blessed. Remember, love your neighbors the best you can. Speak. They don't speak back. It is what it is. You did your part. Put out the positive energy in the universe, and I guarantee you positive energy will be returned back to you, man. I'm telling you, it works for me, man. Love y'all. Y'all be good.